Hi, this is Joel Applebaum, the Chief Content Officer at ERMI. Welcome to the ERMI Podcast. Our industry-specific podcasts share knowledge and insights to improve your skills. And in this episode, we spotlight Kids Chance, an organization that supports children of workers injured on the job and provides college scholarships that help them get a degree and all of the advantages that a degree offers. We all know that in the construction industry, we have one of the highest fatality rates. So this is a particularly important topic for contractors and their industry partners. So we have Jennifer Wolf, who's the president and CEO of the Minnesota Workers' Compensation Insurers Association. She has been an active supporter of Kids Chance for over 7 years. And Olivia North Montanay, and she's a recipient of Kids Chance services. And she's here to tell us a little bit about how the organization works and how it helped her on her journey. Jennifer, thanks for joining us on the podcast. And can you give us a little background on Kids Chance and how it came into being and what the mission is?
Joel, thank you so much. And I'm really excited for the opportunity to talk about Kids Chance and the Kids Chance community. The first Kids Chance organization was founded in Georgia in 1988. It was founded by an attorney, Bob Clyatt. And Bob Clyatt got the idea of Kids Chance as he sat in a deposition. He was in this deposition and he saw a young girl sitting in the waiting room of this law office. And she was sitting there for several hours while her dad, who had experienced a serious workplace injury, was in this deposition. And Bob really connected at that moment. He really connected with the idea that these injuries at work and certainly the fatalities that can occur really have a life-shattering impact on the families and the children of those workers. And so Bob was inspired and he was perseverant and he started raising money and forming the Kids Chance organization to fund post-secondary scholarships. And this idea was started in Georgia. And it was such a good idea, like all good ideas, it started to spread. And that seed started to be planted in other states. And the idea really started to spread around the country. And after several more states adopted the concept of Kids Chance, there was a group of individuals who came together and they said, we need to be able to support families and children all across the nation. We know that there are families who experience these serious injuries and fatalities in every state of the United States. And so they formed Kids Chance of America. And Kids Chance of America's first mission was to establish a presence, a Kids Chance organization in every state. And it's really exciting because in 2022, Kids Chance achieved that milestone, and there are now organizations in every state that provide scholarships to the children of workers seriously injured or killed on the job. I have been involved in Kids Chance of America, as you mentioned, for about 7 years now. And Kids Chance of America is the national organization that unites this community across our country. And we provide resources, we support sustainable state organizations, and we power the pipeline of eligible applicants. It's truly an honor to get to participate in Kids Chance of America and get to meet wonderful individuals like Olivia and get to talk to you and your listeners about how Kids Chance serves the families and the children of individuals who have really gone through some very difficult times following a workplace injury or illness.
Awesome. Well, thank you. So now I want to welcome Olivia to the podcast. I'm kind of stoked about this because you're one of the recipients of a Kids Chance Assistance. And I'd love it if you could share some of the story with us, how you got connected with Kids Chance and how it's helped you and what it's meant to you.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you for this opportunity. I love to be able to share my story to hopefully help out other kids in the future. My story with Kids Chance, of course, starts many years ago. I was really close with my parents growing up. I was an only child, me, myself, and I. So me and my parents were a close-knit group. My dad truly fostered my love for the ocean and played a huge part in my career path. I remember growing up watching a ton of documentaries with him and playing a game called Endless Ocean. So it's a diving-centered video game, which shows you how I'm part of the technology age, because I grew up in Florida and lived right next to the ocean, but loved my screen time. So definitely had a good fair bit in the ocean as well, but just some fond memories there. So while I was in high school, my father worked as an IT technical support analyst. I believe that's a good term for it. Technology age, not quite my deal. But he was able to service the entire Southeast United States for the company that he worked for. And unfortunately, one evening while traveling for work, he wound up in a fatal car accident. Me and my mom actually wound up finding out about the incident in the early morning following that night, when some police officers came to inform us. So that night truly changed my life. He was several states away, and it was just a mad dash to figure out and learn. I was only 16, and it happened right before Christmas time. So really kind of just upended my life. Not to mention that my father was our family's sole provider. So now my mom had to figure out how we were going to survive while grieving his loss. And of course, me being 16, I only knew a little bit about life. So I still had a lot of learning and figuring out to go. One of the main things that I remember is I clearly asked my mom one day if we were going to have to move, because I realized that we could no longer afford the house that we lived in. And my mom, I don't know how she came up with this answer, but just looked me straight in the face and said, "I will find a way." 16-year-old me, that was enough for me, and that was enough for my mom. And lo and behold, we did find our way. Now, school was a whole different mountain that I had to climb. It was a pivotal point in high school. Of course, I was 16. We're going into SAT, all of the big program exams, as well as what's my next step? What college am I going to go to? So I wound up having a hard time focusing and lost a lot of my motivation. But I wound up persevering to graduate with my IB diploma from my high school. I knew that my dad was right beside me, guiding me through all of these hard times, and I owed it to him to continue on the path that I knew that I was meant for. I also wanted to honor him and create a legacy and truly become that marine scientist that we talked about growing up. However, one of the hardest things was where to go to college. So me and my mom decided that it wasn't the best option for me to leave and go far away to a state school. I needed her. She needed me. It just wasn't going to be a good decision. So we turned to our local private university. Turns out they had an amazing marine science program, so it worked out for the better for me. It wound up being a perfect fit. However, of course, with a private education comes a big price tag. So I wound up working really hard. I found that motivation so that way I could receive academic and merit scholarships from my university. I also worked several jobs at a time, and things were, they were going okay, but there were still going to be some financial gaps that I couldn't quite close, whether that being just general bills, groceries, even a car. So I realized that I needed to do something else. Plus, all of those jobs were taking away from my time to study and my time to just be a typical young college kid. So one night I decided to do a Google search, and I was able to find that there were scholarships out there that provided assistance to students who have been affected by a parent's workplace injury. Never in the world realized that that was a thing, but when they tell you there's a scholarship for anything, there's a scholarship for anything. Before I knew it, I got a phone call from Kids Chance Florida saying that they were so proud of what I've done and where I'm going that they wanted to back me through my education. I don't even remember what I said when I entered that phone call. All I remember is that I cried, because in that moment, I had found my way, just as my mom had found hers. So since that phone call, I've had an immense support group behind me, not just financially, but in any way of the word. They've been there to help me through both my undergraduate and my graduate education. They were actually one of my deciding factors to go to grad school, is because I was able to have enough money and be strong enough to realize that I can make this happen. I can make my dreams come true. Kids Chance means so much to me that I jumped on this opportunity to become a national student ambassador. because I want to be able to share my story and inspire others. I know how hard it was for me to overcome all of my obstacles. And I want to make sure that other students that are in the similar place that I have been have that opportunity to be able to overcome anything they've experienced from their parents' workplace accident. Becoming a student ambassador has also, it's strengthened my support group. So we have a couple other ambassadors as well, and we've become great friends. We immediately started talking and getting to know each other before we even met in person. So much so to where our first opportunity to meet in person at one of our conferences, they felt like lifelong friends. And that was so important to me because it made me realize I'm not alone. I have others that I can rely on that have experienced similar things that I have experienced. And another cool thing is I've also been able to recently expand my professional background with Kids Chance. I've recently been elected as a board member to Kids Chance of Florida. So that's super important to me as well, because now I'm able to give back at both the national and the state level to a scholarship that's truly changed my life. I would not be a marine scientist providing the vital support that I do to statewide environmental research today if I did not have that one Google search that one night and get connected to Kids Chance. They've truly allowed me to follow my dream, but to be honest, I really thought was a lost cause after my dad passed. So they've been truly life-changing, and I will forever be in debt to Kids Chance.
That's a really cool story. And I have to say, Olivia, that find a way. Jennifer, you're with the Workers' Comp Association. We know that workers' compensation is meant to be a solid backstop and to try to make people whole in death or injury. But one thing that find a way, and I know this to be true in my own life, is when one of my sons got accepted to a top five engineering school, I was willing to take a huge risk, change jobs to make a lot more money to be able to afford that. And workers' compensation doesn't think of those things in terms of the future, how things could change after the fact. So I think it's just a great story. I love it. And I want to ask Jennifer this question, because unfortunately, and despite dramatic improvements in safety, the construction industry still leads the U.S. in fatalities, right, as an industry. And so this need is real. So I want you to tell us more about how Kids Chance is funded and how kids get connected for assistance, because I think those are two things our listeners will be interested in.
Well, Joel, I think you said it, you touched on it, that workers' compensation is a really important system, that when something bad happens at work, there is a system that provides financial and medical support to a family, but it is imperfect. It is not a system that is going to make someone whole. It just doesn't. And so Kids Chance is this incredible way to serve these individuals and these families. As you said, Joel, there are still workplace fatalities that happen every single day across the United States. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there is a workplace fatality every 96 minutes in the United States. That is a really powerful statistic. And in your industry, Joel, in the construction industry, more than 1,000 of those fatalities in 2022 was in the construction industry. And so this need is real. The human impact of fatalities and serious workplace injuries extends not just to that worker, but also to their families. And it is really, the Kids Chance community is here to support and serve these families. And it is, to get to hear Olivia's story, it's just a privilege. I sort of feel I can share with you about what Kids Chance of America and the kids full than to hear Olivia's story and to hear the human impact and the life-changing impact that these funds and this effort is having on individuals. And so I just want to say, Olivia, thank you very much for sharing your story. But we know that there are two really important needs that the Kids Chance community is looking at right now. First is there's a financial need. In order to fund scholarships, we need to raise money. And so to support these families, we raise funds. We have corporate partnerships We have many fundraising events, and those fundraising events can be really fun. There are golf tournaments and bowling tournaments and cornhole tournaments and gala events all across the country. And we're also having individual giving campaigns. So at the national level, we're working with many organizations across the workers' compensation and risk management landscape to build that sustainable funding model. Our goal is to support every eligible child. And in order to do that, we have to have strong and financially healthy organizations now, but we also know we have to have financially strong organizations long into the future. One of the other areas that we're really focusing on is the need to identify and stay connected with these families. So Olivia's story is pretty unique. You know, she was already in her post-secondary education when she was connected to the Kids Chance community. But we know there are many workers where they've experienced a serious injury or they've been killed at the job, and they may have a child who is only two or three. So the idea of a post-secondary scholarship, that is not at all in their frame of reference, right? The I'll find a way is how am I going to put dinner on the table next week and what shoes am I going to buy for kindergarten? And so we understand that these families have to get connected to Kids Chance early so that when that child does turn 16 or when they're looking at post-secondary education, that they can be reminded and prompted to apply for a scholarship. And so Kids Chance of America has an initiative called Planning for the Future. And this initiative helps families to plan for their children's future. It's a very, very simple process. And family or a family member submits a child in our Planning for the Future database. That is a very simple online form, and we'll make sure listeners have the link to that form. And then once that child is submitted, they go into the Kids Chance of America database. Kids Chance reaches out to that family twice a year to make sure that we stay connected and that we have their most current contact information. And then when that child reaches 16, they're connected to the state organization in which their workplace injury claim was filed. And then the state organization encourages them to apply for a scholarship. So this is like workers' compensation. This is a long tail. You know, an injury can happen, right, when someone is two or three, and then a decade or more later, we're connecting that family and that student to the state organization so that they can apply for a scholarship. And so that connection and building that link to the Kids Chance community is really the second major focus of Kids Chance organizations right now.
Cool. And we are going to make sure that the link is available on our website so that people can find it. But also something that's important to, I think, many people when making a donation is knowing how the funds are spent. And I would like you to just give us a little bit of insight into that as well.
Well, thanks, Joel. Yes, we're really happy, and we strive as a Kids Chance of America and Kids Chance organization strives to be very transparent about its funding model. We use funds in a variety of different ways, but all of them are to really strengthen and support state organizations and ultimately drive scholarships to eligible students. So this support that Kids Chance of America provides ensures that state organizations can operate successfully and financially healthy now and long into the future. Well, that was a little bit of a tongue twister, but we want strong and healthy state organizations so that we can support children now and for the next 100 years. Recently, one effort that we've completed is the first phase of a website design and a data collection project that allows all users who are visiting Kids Chance organizations to have a similar web experience, regardless of the state organization they're visiting. We use funds to create educational opportunities and training programs for our state organizations so that they can connect with more corporate sponsors, that they can have more successful fundraising programs, and that they can connect with more families and students. But most importantly, the national office provides an annual distribution to all 50 states. So every year, we provide a $7,500 check to every state organizations, which is translated directly into scholarship support. And these state organizations award post-secondary scholarships for students. And I do want to clarify that the scholarships are available for technical, vocational, and university degree programs. So we recognize every student has a different educational path and kids' chances here to support them in whatever is best for their educational dreams. And in the past 35 years, more than 10,000 scholarships have been awarded by Kids' Chance organizations.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a really powerful number to know that 10,000 individuals' lives have been better because of Kids' Chance organizations and this community of individuals. We've given away $36 million in scholarships, and the Kids' Chance community now is looking to make and increase those numbers. We want to double and triple the amount of students who've been awarded a scholarship. We want to find more Olivias out there for sure.
Awesome. Well, to both of you, thank you for joining me on the ERMI podcast. I think this is a very noble mission, and we appreciate the work you're doing for the kids. And Olivia, thank you for sharing your really powerful story. It was inspiring and it's awesome. So I guess I'll just ask both of you, is there anything else you'd like to say to our listeners?
No, well, I'll go ahead and start. So just thank you guys for letting me share my experience again. And to the listeners, I'd really just like you guys to be able to know how impactful organization like Kids' Chance can be to students during their greatest time of need. Truly changed my life. So I want you to please think about giving your time and support to such a life-altering organization. Spread the word, as you never know who might be near and could have so many more opportunities arise if only they knew about Kids' Chance.
Awesome. Jennifer?
Well, I think Olivia probably said it better than I could, but if you are interested in giving of your time, your talents, or your financial resources, we hope that you'll reach out to Kids' Chance. Our website is kidschance.org, and you can get connected to Kids' Chance of America and the state organizations and help support and serve these families who have been impacted by a serious workplace injury or fatality.
Well, thanks for joining us on this episode of the ERMI podcast. And if you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe to automatically download future episodes and consider sharing it with your friends. Thanks for listening.